Pakistan is on the minds of many people in Washington as well, and not just because of the Mumbai attacks last week. Pakistan is prominent in a new nonpartisan report commissioned by the U.S. Congress. It's about weapons of mass destruction and terrorism. As The World's Jason Margolis tells us, the report offers a bleak assessment.
The new report has a stark three-word title, World at Risk. What leaps out from the 132-page report? The risk is growing. Former Indiana Congressman Tim Romer sits on the nine-member commission that produced the report.
We know that Osama bin Laden has instructed al-Qaeda to get a nuclear device and use it as a religious obligation on America to create a Hiroshima-type activity. There are many countries, such as Iran and North Korea, trying to get nuclear materials. Up to 40 different countries now have some type of fissile material that could be weaponized.
The report says one country stands out as the greatest risk, Pakistan.
Here's a country with nuclear weapons, with all these things happening, percolating. It's a boiling cauldron of difficult problems, and all roads of proliferation and terrorism lead to the map of Pakistan.
The report says it's, quote, likely that a terrorist attack with WMDs will occur somewhere in the world within the next 5 years. That is, unless the world acts decisively and with urgency. Security expert Gerald Epstein at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the five-year assessment isn't based on any mathematical formula.
I think the panel used that language because they want to say this is something that's serious, it's something we have to pay attention to, it's not off in the distant future. So if you had to pick a time period before which we'll see it, 100 years is too long, we might not see it in 1 year, they picked five.
The report warns that it's not nuclear weapons, but biological weapons that pose the greatest risk. For example, resurrecting the influenza pathogen from 1918. That virus killed 40 million people. But creating and releasing a pathogen like that would require serious advanced biological skills, then unprecedented coordination by terrorists to release the pathogen in the right places. Pulling this off is a low probability. A higher probability would be more guns, bullets, and bombs, like we saw last week in Mumbai. Some argue that's where security officials should be focusing their attention. Gerald Epstein says security planners can't afford to ignore the potential threat from biological weapons.
The technologies that might make these weapons available are disseminating around the world and growing ever more powerful, and the intent on groups to create huge amounts of destruction appears to be there. So we have intent, we have capability, and then the question is, how sure are we that these two are never going to come together?
The report has its critics. Representative Jane Harman, a Democrat heading a Congressional Homeland Security subcommittee, said it's time to retire the fear card and not terrify the public with possible threats. Indeed, warning about the possibility of WMDs can be a tough sell, especially after they were never found in Iraq. Daniel Benjamin served on President Clinton's National Security Council and is now a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I think that people have become understandably too skeptical of the terrorist WMD threat, and this is a really negative consequence.
Benjamin says biological and nuclear weapons are problems that need to be spoken about carefully and without alarmism. His assessment of today's new report?
I don't think it's an alarmist document.
And the report isn't saying these worst-case scenarios will happen. Again, Report Commissioner Tim Romer.
We can prevent this kind of catastrophe from happening, and there are 13 recommendations that we make to try to reorganize our government, make reforms, and work with the world community to put our world less at risk. This can be accomplished, but it needs to be done urgently and smartly.
The panel urges President-elect Obama to create a new White House post to oversee government efforts to prevent attacks with weapons of mass destruction. Tim Romer also suggested that the job could be filled by Vice President-elect Joe Biden. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.